In this bulletin, trade between China and the US at risk because of import tariffs. Australians warned to be very cautious in Hong Kong given the violent protests. And in tennis, Australian Ashley Barty is eliminated from the Canadian Open. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. US President Donald Trump has dismissed concerns of a trade war with China, stating investment is still flowing into the American economy. China has stopped US agricultural purchases after a 10% tariff on $300 billion US dollars of imports was announced last week. President Trump has promised to stand by American farmers and posted comments on social media suggesting that China can't hurt them. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese is worried Australia could become collateral damage if the trade tensions escalate.
China is our major trading partner, and of course we're very good friends with the United States. And certainly when I and other members of my leadership team met with the Secretary of State and the Secretary of Defence this week, we certainly conveyed that.
Australians have been warned to be cautious about planned travel to Hong Kong after violent clashes during the protests. Hong Kong police say the demonstrations have moved beyond peaceful protests after they caused public transport and traffic disruptions. 148 people were arrested for violent acts on Monday, and 7 police officers were injured as authorities worked to restore order. Secretary for Security John Lee says the widespread events have put the public of Hong Kong at risk.
Incidents that affected the public peace and causing violence were unprecedented since the return of Hong Kong to the motherland. They were the most widespread, most damaging and more serious.
The UN Human Rights Office is worried people in the Indian-administered part of Kashmir could be restricted from taking part in future democratic debate. Kashmir is claimed by both Pakistan and India, but the Muslim-majority region lost its special status on Tuesday, prompting protests in Karachi. Pakistan's Prime Minister has asked the world to pay attention to the disputed region, with the Chinese government saying it's worried about the developing situation. Rupert Colville from the Office of the United Nations High Commissioner says the limited information coming out of the Indian-administered part of Kashmir is concerning.
Under the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, which India has ratified, the right to freedom of opinion and expression includes the freedom to seek, receive, and impart information.
A report has revealed serious concerns about the alcohol industry interfering with Australian health policy on drinking. The Foundation for Alcohol Research and Education says the national alcohol strategy has been undermined by the industry. The Foundation's chief executive, Michael Thorne, says evidence-based policies will better inform strategies to prevent alcohol harm.
There have been numerous examples, particularly in low and middle income countries, where the alcohol industry has actually helped write these national strategies for governments. And what we see, of course, is policies that where the evidence is weakest that they will have an impact on reducing the toll of alcohol harm.
The former wife of murdered Melbourne crime figure Carl Williams has been arrested as part of a police investigation into false imprisonment and extortion allegations. 50-year-old Roberta Williams was handcuffed at Strathmore this morning after property searches involving the fraud and extortion squad. 3 other men were also arrested in Melbourne as part of police inquiries over the allegations, including extortion with threats to kill. The Nobel-winning author Toni Morrison, who wrote about black history, has died aged 88. Ms. Morrison was the first black woman to be awarded the Nobel Prize for Literature when the judges called her language choice a visionary force. The Swedish Academy praised her ability to liberate black and white categories through writing, and she described the 1993 prize as an honour.
Well, I think the pinnacle for a writer has got to be the Nobel Prize. For other kinds of things, flawless character. you know, something like the Glamour Lifetime Achievement Award is most welcome.
The American died peacefully, surrounded by family and friends in New York on Monday night. In tennis, world number one women's star Ashley Barty has been knocked out of the Canadian Open. The Australian's ranking is in doubt after she lost to Sofia Kenin in three sets at Toronto on Wednesday. Barty won the Roland Garros French Open back in June. We'll now look at the weather across Australia. Perth, a possible shower and 16. Adelaide, showers increasing, 16. Melbourne, rain and 13. Hobart, partly cloudy, 11. Canberra, sunny day and 16. Wollongong, sunny and 21. Sydney, much the same, 23. Newcastle, similar conditions, also 22 degrees. Brisbane, sunny and 25. Cairns, cloudy, 27. And Darwin, a sunny day and a top of 32 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.